You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Battle of the Buzz. I'm gonna win cause I'm a real big smarty.
Yes, sir.
I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win cause I'm gonna get real rowdy.
Yee-hoo.
Let's get real rowdy.
Tiffany in Mesa, welcome to Battle of the Buzz. You're on Team Alana this morning.
Good morning, guys.
Woo, Tiffany.
Alana, I hope we're going to get you a win.
Me too.
Yeah, me three. Ooh. Marcella in Mesa, welcome to Team Nico this morning.
All right.
Oh, boy.
How are
you? Doing fantastic. Looking for win number 7 in a row.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Up for grabs. 2 tickets into the Coors Light Bird's Nest. Coming up on the 30th, which is a Wednesday night, you'll get to see Brandon Lay, Midland, and Old Dominion.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Tiffany and Alana, I'm going to ask the first question. True or false? Sneezes can travel up to 20 feet in distance.
Ew.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's gross and likely true.
True. Yes. I'm also going to go with true.
Correcto mundo.
Achoo! Ah.
Got her.
Covered your mouth.
Got her.
Marcella and Nico, what city is home to McCarran International Airport?
Let's see here.
We've all been there, Marcella. We've spent long nights in the city. We've probably gone 24 hours without sleeping in this town.
Isn't it in Nevada?
Vegas, baby!
Vegas, yeah.
Vegas. And probably the worst airport to fly out of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You never want to see that airport.
No.
All right, question number 2, Tiffany and Alana. With the Waste Management Open right around the corner, what does it mean in golf if you ace a hole?
Oh, golf isn't my thing, Alana.
Good thing it's mine. It means you got a hole in one.
That is correct, Amundo. Hole in one.
And that hole in one eludes me.
Yeah.
I would really, really like to have one of those one day.
That would be pretty epic.
Just not
you know what also eludes you? A win in the past 6 days in Battle of the Buzz.
Hey, we're working on it.
That was a low blow. Low blow. Okay, Marcella and Nico, what just broke Kylie Jenner's record for most likes on Instagram? Was it A, plain brown egg? Was it B, a picture of a shirtless Sam Hunt? Or was it C, Beyonce announcing she's pregnant again?
Oh, isn't it the egg?
It's the egg, yeah.
And by the way, Beyonce, not to my knowledge, is pregnant again, and I have not found a picture of a shirtless Sam Hunt, and when I do, I'll pass it along to everybody.
That's very kind of you. Very
You're welcome.
All right, question number 3, Tiffany and Alana. Today is National Hat Day. Which one of these is not a real hat? A, a deer stalker. B, a bowler. Or C, a topsider.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure a bowler is a hat.
And I really, like, deer stalker just sounds so crazy that I feel like it probably has to be too.
Okay. So you want to go with topsider?
I'm going to go with option, yeah, C.
Okay.
Nice job.
Good job.
Ladies.
That's how teamwork is done.
Yeah, a deer stalker is really a hat. And topsiders, you've never heard of Sperry topsider? Like, they're like all the rich people wear them on their boats, on the yachts.
Oh, the Sperrys?
Yeah.
They're the shoes.
Okay, they are shoes. I have my topsiders on today,
yes.
Muffy.
We do have a house full of Sperrys, actually. I just didn't know what they were called. Okay, true or false? Marcella and Nico to tie it up and go into the bonus round. True or false? Before the earth was covered in trees, somewhere around like 350 to 420 million years ago, covered in giant mushrooms.
Oh.
Is that true or false?
I want it to be true so badly.
I don't know. Let's say true.
Let's go true.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to the bonus question, Tiffany. It all depends on you. And you too, Marcella, for the win. Okay, so we can't help you with these.
Okay.
Person closest to the number will get the tickets to the Coors Light Bird's Nest and another victory, okay?
Ooh.
Or a new victory, as the case may be. Since Tiffany, we answered first, Marcella, you're going to have first dibs at it, okay?
Okay.
First product ever on QVC when it went on the air in 1986 was a shower radio. How much did it cost?
Oh. $200?
$200. And Tiffany, how much did that shower radio cost?
I'm going to go with $100.
When the first product ever on QVC went on sale, it was a shower radio in 1986, selling for $11.49. Tiffany!
Yes!
Marcella, you overshot it by just a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a bit outside. Nice job, Marcella. Thanks for being my teammate today.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Tiffany, you put it out into the universe, and you're probably more excited about these Coors Light Bird's Nest tickets on January 30th, but I'm real happy with this victory. You could go into the week knowing that you are the champion.
The new Camel at 107.9.
The Breakfast Buzz, weekdays starting at 5:30.